when we received Marching with Shiva and some of the other books, I noticed a lot of the illustrations were perceiving women or depicting women half-dressed. Well, I mean, there was Nurse and Mother, which was beautiful, but there was also a lot of showing a lot of the body, and also it was a drawing, so it was a body that was, you know, kind of like a magazine look of a perfect skinny body or really. And then again, I was in Hinduism today while I was here, and I found more, it was, just seemed like every drawing was always of a woman not very covered up. Because I know that these were from ancient drawings. My mother-in-law told me that. So they're sacred drawings, and this is the way they used to draw and depict women. So I just was wondering, how does that subconsciously affect when we open the book and we're studying and these women are like this? How does it affect the children? I haven't had too many questions except for that Basanti does, she does notice already at 4. And I don't know how to explain that this isn't really how we dress now. And they were showing the way that women should be in Hinduism today, like how big and grind the rice, in the old tradition how they used to grind rice. But most of them weren't clothed very well, so it's like, it was supposed to be this, but of course, painted in the nowadays. And I was just wondering, how do I answer, how does that subconsciously...
Well, you have to tell them that the Christians made women dress up so tightly, it's created a lot of diseases. In fact, it killed all the Hawaiian people when they put muumuus on them and everything. And even in Sri Lanka, when I was in Sri Lanka at 21 years of age, none of the older women had their breasts covered. It was considered immoral to do that. It was just the new generation that covered their breasts. And it was a totally different culture, totally different style of living, and a totally different morality. And the Western religionists, you know, cover up everything. So that's one of the reasons we have our artist, Mani Velu, here for Living with Shiva, which is, the subtitle is Hinduism's Contemporary Culture, so that he can see how you're dressed. So you'll see yourself in this book called Living with Shiva, how everybody's dressed and how the hair is done at this particular time. Not in ancient times like in Merging with Shiva or Dancing with Shiva, this particular time. And he's here, he went to Disneyland, he traveled all over San Francisco area, at every community, Haight-Ashbury community, making notes and seeing people as they are. So that you can explain. We have a now, and then we had a yesterday. And even if you go to some Indian villages now, you will see women with no bras on and so forth. Maybe you can explain that too, because you've been living in India. Any more questions?
Could I add to the answer to Kavita's?
Why, sure.
It's a really wonderful question, Kavita. You might be surprised that I've received a lot of emails on this from readers of Hinduism Today women who said exactly what you said. So one of the, as you rightly have noted, Esra Jam, who is our artist in these matters, he's 85 years old, so he's of the old school. And when he was a young man, all he wanted to do was be an artist. He wanted to be a bachelor his whole life and be an artist. And it turned out he got married. But he went around India to all the great art forms. For example, to the Ajanta Caves, which you may know about, which is a beautiful series of wall paintings and frescoes in North India. And he went to the, what's the frescoes near Anuradhapura?
Siguria.
Siguria Hills, where they have a similar thing there. In both of those instances, he found like the purest and best art that he'd ever seen in his mind. And In both of those cases, the art was done by monks, by the way. And so he decided that in order to do spiritual art, he had to be a monk. Yeah, because he decided that your consciousness has to be a certain way before your art can be a certain way. You can't have a good art and a bad mind. So he worked on the inner part of it for many, many years. But in the course of that, he adopted this whole style. If you go to Seagarine Hills, that's what you see, these scantily clad, live, sensuous pictures of women, and same with the stereotypes of men, you know, these kind of macho Raja guys. And so they had this Ida Pingala thing going, the masculine feminine. So that's what went into his subconscious mind is good art. So anytime we ask him to do art, that's what comes out. And we can't change it. He's 85 years old, and you know, he's kind of a one-way street.
That's what I have to look forward to.
But it has this side to it. And I really appreciate your comments, and I think they're valid. I mean, we need to be careful, you know, as representatives of the Hindu ideals, what we're putting out there. I don't know how to explain it to all readers, but how do you say that to them?
Well, in those days, morality was different, and it only became sensual when you started covering up. I was reminded of a very great artist who painted nudes. And somebody said, well, doesn't that arouse your sex nature to see a woman there absolutely naked? He said, no, not at all. Not until she begins to put on one stocking. So doesn't that tell you something? Uh-huh. So if you cover up things, then somebody else wants to take them off. It's just human nature.
Well, Gurudeva, that was a little bit exactly it, is that the tops were just showing, you know, it wasn't like they were just showing everything to show it as a beautiful, only the nursing child. But on most of the pictures, it's just showing little bits and pieces, kind of like a teasing the wig. That's the part that got my attention.
Yeah, I think the artist might have a little personal problem there.